The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Right now, we have an opportunity to reveal to the world the nature of our Father and our God. Be the hands of Jesus. Extend the loving arms of God. Meet the need and challenges miraculously because of love. Not just love through the missionaries that are courageous and filled with compassion, but the love that's made possible by people just like you.
Next on Life Today.
Well, I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and, I'm not quite as happy as I normally be because I've got an empty chair where Betty normally sits, and obviously she's not there. And when you are facing a time of crisis and you've got a horrific, high-impact, dangerous virus like the coronavirus, and you say, well, James, is she all right? Well, we're both really, both of us 76, we're trying to do what we're advised to do, which I suggest all people do that. Thank God for wise counsel and leadership and encouragement. But let's do what's best. That's what Betty's trying to do. She felt a little depleted. She didn't rest well last night. She wasn't breathing as well as she should. She wasn't alarmed. I'm not full of fear or panic. I just think she's doing what she needs to do. But nevertheless, I really do miss her. But I really think that I want to take this occasion, knowing that you're going to pray for her. I want you to know how much we love you. I want you to know how much God loves you and cares about you and all the challenges you face, and He does not want us for one moment to live in fear or a spirit of panic. He wants a spirit of peace that comes from His presence. When Jesus walked into a situation, peace filled the room. It's amazing how peace seems to disable the effectiveness of the deceiver, the destroyer, the spirit even of death. So I'm asking you right now to just trust. Father, I want you to let a spirit of peace just sweep over the people that are watching. And if they have loved ones that are distressed or even ill or have the virus or some serious illness, would you just move into that situation and flood everything with peace? And Lord, would you release your healing power in Jesus' name? I want you to know that if we could bring to you the perfect cure for any challenge you have, we would offer it. God offers the perfect cure for many of our challenges in life. He offers us the ability to forgive those who hurt us, to have love for those who do not love us. And love is the greatest force and power on the planet. The only force that overcomes the adverse, negative, deadly, destructive force of evil. Right now, we're under the attack of evil. There's no question about it. Right now, we can see the nature of the enemy attacking everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's gone ballistic because he lost a lot of sacred turf that he had taken over. He had cast aside the truth of God, replaced it with lies and deception, dissension, division, and anger, and hatred, and death. But he began to lose ground. And it's like he's gone ballistic right now, wanting to destroy everything. But you see, God says His love will prevail through His family, His body, the church. Right now, we have an opportunity to reveal to the world the nature of our Father and our God. And you know that the viewers of Life Today have been doing that in the most unselfish, love-filled, compassionate expression I've ever seen in nearly 60 years of public ministry that I've been in. You're amazing people. Right now, we're in our mission feeding outreach, where over 15 million precious lives have been saved because of the love of God through people like you. Our mission team has just gone back to South Sudan. Our mission director explains the incredible danger that's there, but the love and compassion that not only leads the missionaries into that situation, but leads them in, carried not only by the love of God in their heart and life, but the love of God through people like you, who enable them to go. Be the hands of Jesus. Extend the loving arms of God. Meet the need and challenges miraculously because of love. Listen to Ralph Doan, our mission overseer, explain what's going on in South Sudan and the miracle that love is making possible. Not just love through the missionaries that are courageous and filled with compassion, but the love that's made possible by people just like you, who would be praying for me, my family, my wife, and others. You're praying for people right now. We say, God, give us a cure for all the diseases, not just this virus. But here's something even more deadly than that virus. And there's a perfect cure. It's delivered by the love of God through someone just like you. Listen closely, not only to a missionary, but listen to what God wants us to hear. Watch prayerfully.
As the Director of Missions for Life Outreach International, I've been able to travel around the continent of Africa. And it seems like everywhere I've been able to go, you just hear the stories of famine, malnutrition, starvation. We hear stories of children dying, mothers heartbroken, grave after grave after grave we see. And these people are just so desperate. And here I am again in South Sudan, and we've heard more stories, more forms of devastation, more heartbreak. They've just had droughts. They've had even flooding coming through and just wiping out all their crops, all their livestock, everything they could have had. And here they sit, starving again. And then just the other day, they had another devastation of tribal warfare. Now the militia's hitting up. They're being run from their villages, run from their homes. You see them carrying their beds. You see them carrying pots, pans, buckets. What you don't see is food. None of these people are carrying food. Their children are starving. Mothers are crying. We need help bringing food to these people. They're dying and they're desperate. We have people on the ground here that know how to get to them. So please hear my heart today. Let's be that miracle together to bring these dear people the gift of life.
Just as you see every time there's a natural disaster, you see God's people step up, neighbors step up and love their neighbors. Oftentimes, crisis and pressure brings the greatest expressions of the one cure, the love that never fails. We've been seeing that right here. No one can express the love of God any more beautifully than the church, than the perfect family of the Father that seeks to be like the perfect Father, the body of Christ, the church that begins to actually look like Christ's body, His love and His life among us. Those missionaries are that way. They go right in, literally, they march into hell for the most heavenly cause, the cause of life and love. And not just life now, but eternal life. Life that begins now and lasts forever. That is what you send when you send the missionaries through Life Outreach into these feeding programs. They move to another area. The missionaries will track them, get food to them, establish a refuge area. The reference by our mission director about how drought comes, and then the floods come. When you have no rain for an extended period of time and then sudden rain, it runs so rapidly it causes even worse devastation. It's not a recovery until everything settles. These people have been devastated, and the only thing that can help them is the love of God. I want you to watch. I want you to see the need that love, only love, can meet. And the only way love meets that need, the only way, is through the expressions of what you share.
Oh, The birth of a child is one of the most transcendent moments in time. The miracle of life. Tiny hands and feet, we instinctively see they're created in the image of God. And over time, they grow into the young men and women they were designed to be. At least, that's every parent's hope and prayer.
I don't know if you can see, oh, darling, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to hurt you, but can you see her skin? Her skin has begun to literally peel off her body.
Throughout Africa, terrible events like famine and drought have decimated entire communities and left many with little or no food. The devastating effects of severe food shortages are most visible in the children.
With severe malnutrition, the first organ to shut down is the skin. It's as if all the reserves go to try and protect what's left inside. James and Betty, you have sat here over and over and over through the years, faithfully serving and feeding millions. But I know you'll see this. This mom, who is desperate like any mom would be to save the life of her precious child, had to travel 30 kilometers to get here. But it's why mission feeding matters so much. We talk about life where it's needed most. Where it's needed most is in the villages where these darling children live. Because this mom shouldn't have to travel 30 kilometers with a desperately sick little lamb. They need our help, and they need it now.
I want you to see that little girl that Sheila was talking about, just a little tight shot of her precious little face. Do you realize how precious that little baby is to that mother? We've had 7 great grandchildren born. We've had 3 since Christmas. Just look at their little faces. Those little children, just as precious as our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I would do anything to keep my great-grandchildren, our children, alive. There's no question. I've said this many times. It's not an exaggeration. You would have driven across this nation to bring us a cure for Robin, our daughter, when she fought cancer. You prayed for us. You love us. We have the perfect cure. We have the answer to that mother's heart cry. That beautiful little girl, just as beautiful to God as our children. God, please, would you do what no one can do? Doesn't matter how well we might communicate or attempt to. You're the only one that can move us to do that which pleases you above all. And that's to share your life and your love freely, gladly. Please help us do it. Jesus, help us. We're in mission feeding. We need a miracle. Right now, we are facing some of those challenging times in places like South Sudan, very dangerous. The missionaries go, and Betty and I, for over 20 years, went into the very pit of darkness and death and destruction. Many times my mind races back through it, and I say, how did I go so fearlessly there? How did Betty and I walk in those places where we were told to avoid because we were sent by love? But we're also sent by the love of God through you. Because no missionary can do what they do. It's not just their love and their compassion or their courage that makes it happen. They could be full of courage. They could be full of compassion. They could be fearless. And they could walk right into the very pit of hell, so to speak, into the valleys of death, fearlessly, but also unable to do one thing other than weep. You enable them to be a miracle in the lives of many families, many mothers and dads, and many, many children. Right now, would you go get your bank card or get a check and make it to Life? Get that bank card and use it like a check and go online, the online address, which so much giving comes that way now, and it's immediate. Praise God. Or you can call the number there that's paid for by love for people to call who need prayer. And they always find it from someone who really cares. Would you right now go and get that card and use it like a check? Could you possibly help us feed 10 children and give them life with a gift of $100? $30 or $50 will feed 3 or 5 for the next months. It's a miracle, but it does. It's not total child care. It's miraculous, nutritious, life-saving food. It's in a porridge-like mix. The biologists and scientists that help us develop it for the critical needs in various regions developed in the food factories that you built with love. That is life-saving. Many times things begin to be stabilized in 6 months to a year. It's like a miracle. Back on their feet, we show them how to make a living, how to care for others. It's wonderful. We even begin feeding in schools to keep them going there. Would you make the gift God put on your heart? If you could make a gift of $1,000 and feed 100 children, we're going to send you a bronze, a mother's strength. Boy, mothers are awesome, aren't they something? Would you right now, if you can, help us feed 100 children with a $1,000 gift? Whatever you can do, please do it. Go online, go on the phone. We have some gifts to send you that will bless you big time. You're going to always enjoy what we send because we send a gift to bless you and feed you and encourage you spiritually. But you're giving life, not only in nutrition, but those missionaries are going to show them Jesus, not just in word, but in deed. You make it happen. Make that gift now. Thank you so much.
Today, on top of the daily fight for life and food, families and children across Africa are now forced to deal with the challenges of a global health crisis. Because of COVID-19, food scarcity has increased drastically, and the fear of dying from lack of food is far greater than the virus itself. Even in these unprecedented times, mission feeding won't stop. With your help, Mission Feeding will continue to be a daily source of food, encouragement, and health for the 350,000 children counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you 40 Days of Healing Promises. This beautiful hardcover devotional will encourage you in your faith as you dive deep into the healing promises that are yours in Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a Blessings for Your Home Bowls and Tea Towels set. This set of bowls and 2 beautifully designed tea towels will make a wonderful addition to your home and serve as a reminder of your help in blessing others as a friend of life. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
In South Sudan, at this very moment, families' lives have been devastated by floods, followed by drought and civil conflict. The end result is food supplies have been depleted. These mothers have gathered this day so our medical teams can assess the severity of the malnutrition that is impacting their children.
It's quite amazing as you walk in here and you're just, you know, looking after mother, child after child, you see how so many of these kids just kind of, there's a blankness in their eyes, there's a lethargicness, I mean, there's a quietness about them, there's a stillness about them. They look at you in your eyes, and as they make eye contact, you see that they're just lethargic. That's because they don't have food. We've spoken to these mothers, mother after mother, tell us their biggest single challenge here is that they have no food. And that is why what is going on here is a crisis of epic proportion. And when we find this, we need you to react in an epic way. We need you to do something out of your heart that is as big as what this crisis is. Because without that, we're unable to meet these families' needs. We're unable to help these precious little children. And if we don't help them, they die. Yet another statistic, yet another child that dies because of malnutrition or starvation. To many of us, not a name, not a child we know, but to this mother and all the other mothers here, that child dies as a child with a name. Their precious little baby, the little life that they would do anything for, just as you would do anything for your child. So please, I'm asking you today from the bottom of my heart, help us to help these mothers. We're here, but we can't do it without you.
If you didn't move toward the phone or go online a few moments ago, even as Isaac was sharing the love of God through a missionary that's planted his life, he said goodbye to his dad in the last couple of years. And Peter Pretorius and I and Betty and Nan, we've stood together for 30 years, putting God's arms of love around the overseen and the least of these, the overlooked and the least of these. I'm telling you, God has put love in these people's heart. But like I've said over and over, they can't do one thing about it except weep unless you enable them, and that's what you've done. Why did Peter Pretorius say to me over and over when I said, boy, you are the most amazing Christians? He said, no, the most amazing Christians are the people that send us here and keep us here and enable us to save lives. Would you right now make the greatest gift possible, maybe the greatest gift, the largest gift you ever made? God has entrusted to our watch care means, especially those of us who are 60 and 70 and over. It's amazing what God has given to those of us who've been around a long time. I believe He's put in us the ability to help inspire the next great spiritual awakening that will point more people to Jesus than any time in history. And that's what we're doing right now. Would you go online, please? Dial that number. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We need to tell the missionaries. The support is coming. You're going to have the food. We're going to keep you there. We're going to provide what's needed for you to share life as well as the gospel. With the good news of the gospel that you're proclaiming, you are demonstrating, and we're going to keep you doing it. That's what you're doing. So would you make the best gift? Remember this, $100 will feed 10 children the next month. And because there's so many, I'm asking you to help all you can, but it's not a small thing to help three or five with a $30 or $50 gift. If you can give $1,000, you can help us feed 100. And we send you the beautiful bronze of Mother's Strength. I've said many times, the greatest picture of strength and love demonstrated continually that I ever see is just watching mothers get their kids out of the car to go into shop, helping them get to school, whatever it is, but especially when they have them in a little buggy or basket, or even when they're out walking trying to exercise. Got that little stroller with them, sometimes two in there. Beautiful. I love you, ladies. Thank God for you. And all you men that step up and reach out and put God's arms around people, thank you for being sensitive. Thank you for being sensitive like Jesus is, not only was, but is in us. Thank you so much for your gift.
Today, on top of the daily fight for life and food, families and children across Africa are now forced to deal with the challenges of a global health crisis. Because of COVID-19, food scarcity has increased drastically, and the fear of dying from lack of food is far greater than the virus itself. Even in these unprecedented times, Mission Feeding won't stop. With your help, Mission Feeding will continue to be a daily source of food, encouragement, and health for the 350,000 children counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you 40 Days of Healing Promises. This beautiful hardcover devotional will encourage you in your faith as you dive deep into the healing promises that are yours in Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a Blessings for Your Home Bowls and Tea Towels set. This set of bowls and 2 beautifully designed tea towels will make a wonderful addition to your home and serve as a reminder of your help in blessing others as a friend of life. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I've seen in ways I never imagined. I've seen what death looks like in a child's eyes. And now what I see, I see life in every bowl. If you want to be a part of this, and like, why wouldn't you want to be a part of this? Then just go to your phone right now and just say, hey, you know, I want to keep, hey, good, there you go, darling. I want to be a part, I want to keep this going. I want to make sure that not just in this village, but in every other village where children are starving, that we're able to simply give them one bowl of food. I mean, I've seen what happens when this is not available, and I've seen what happens when it is available. This works. This literally changes lives, one life at a time, one bowl at a time, and we can't stop now.
Well, on behalf of Betty and all the missionaries, I thank you. And let me just say to all of you as we say goodbye, you know, I'm in my 70s. You know what we found out? The people that control the greatest resources on the planet are 60 and 70 and over, 50 and over for sure. God has entrusted to our watch care at this time of being elders, the older, the resources to release more of the love of God than has been released in history. Let's do it. Let's be a part of that great awakening. Let's pour out the love of God. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.